me wonderful words of life.
Hello, this is Word of Eternal Life by Pastor Chaco Varghese of Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida.
Hello, thank you for listening, Word of Eternal Life. We have been talking about God's eternal plan for the universe. And we came up to the chapter 20th of the book of Revelation. I wanted to read the first verse from onwards. It says, the 1,000 years, in a heading in the New International Version Bible. And I saw an angel coming down out of heaven, having the keys to the abyss, and holding in his hand a great chain. He seized the dragon, that ancient serpent, who is the devil or Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. He drew him into the abyss, threw him into the abyss, and locked and sealed it over him, as keep him from deceiving the nations anymore until the 1,000 years were ended. After that, he must be set free for a short time. After this, we see verse 4, I saw a throne on which were seated those who had been given authority to judge, and I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded because of their testimony of Jesus and because of the word of God. They had not worshipped the beast or his image and had not received his mark on their forehead or the mark of the forehead of their hands. They came to life and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. The rest of the dead did not come to life until the 1,000 years were ended. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy are those who have part in the first resurrection. The second death has no power over them, but they will be priests of God and of Christ and will reign with him for 1,000 years. I have explained this part last time about this first resurrection. This is not the resurrection of the dead who believe in Jesus Christ, who rise in the rapture time. These are the people who died for their faith in Jesus Christ, even at the time of the Antichrist. Now the question is, these people who were ready, not gone with Jesus at the rapture of the saints, and these people who were lived after that, or the people who did not believe at the time, they were not prepared for the Lord's coming, and now they were ready to die for their faith in Jesus Christ, and they did not worship the idol, and they were resurrected before that the judgment take place. Now we saw the Satan was put in the bottomless pit or the abyss. The King James says the bottomless pit, and Satan was bound. Now we should know the power the angelic host of heaven has. They have hierarchies of power. They have been appointed in powerful, just like an officer in the earth, like a police officer with the different hierarchies, or military personnel with the different hierarchies. The angelic beings that we must understand from learning this and many other places, passages, that when they were given the authority and power, certain ones have the power to do certain things. Now this particular angel who come down from heaven have the keys to the abyss, and it has the power to seize the dragon, who is the ancient serpent, who came in the form of into the serpent saying callers in the Garden of Eden. Now we are talking about two serpents now. One the serpent or the serpent family, snake family, the snake which were in the garden talking to Eve or communicating with Eve, and with the influence of the dragon. The dragon who we are talking about is Lucifer. The Lucifer was given the name the dragon of God from the ancient of time because of his behavior. He is like a humongous dragon who has the ability to pull down almost one third of the angelic hosts with him who were in his authority. Now, he ruled the world, he ruled the earth. We can study about that in the book of Isaiah chapter 15. And I might think that we will read, actually it is in Isaiah 14 and Ezekiel chapter 28. There we discuss the fall of Lucifer. Lucifer was an archangel one time. God created him from the time before the creation of the humanity, when the angels were created, and he was superior angelic host, and he had the power. And he supposedly, we established this somehow, that he was the king of the earth. And he, in the original earth, when God first created. Now, before, in the beginning of this message lectures, and I have explained about the original earth. The original earth is extremely beautiful as it God created, all the planets. Now, there are planets which are up in the universe, they are fiery planets. They are extremely brilliant with their colors and their light. Some of them have certain elements burning in them. Now, for example, the star, which is the star family, the sun, which we have, produces the energy and light and power to all the planets in the group of the family of the sun, of ours, in our planetarium and our universe. And there are many thousands and millions of universe, and in our universe it's our sun who has the burning power, which is supposedly hydrogen and helium are the gases so far we know is burning in that sun. And it volatility of its burn, its fire, and it sometimes it heats up extremely high, that some of the air or the flow of that heat comes towards us, and we get too much heat sometimes of the month of the year. Now this year we had solar flares, and the scientists were talking about the flares of heat. Extreme heat was flaring up, and it is coming more to the sun, to the earth. I'm sorry. So we see the angel, which is Lucifer, has been thrown into the bottomless pit, so that he will not, hinder or cheat the nations. Because it's an influence of Lucifer that the world was under the calamities, under the curse of God, under Satan's authority, where when Adam and Eve surrendered to him, once they gave up to God and gave acceptance and receiving and disobeyed God, and by the influence of Satan, and the world and the authority of Adam and Eve given by God has been given up, has been surrendered to Lucifer, and he took upper hand over Adam and Eve and influenced Adam and Eve by his ideologies and thinkings, and sin took over the world. The sin from Lucifer took over Adam and Eve, and that fell on every one of Adam and Eve's children, which are humanity. All the humanity came from one place, which is Adam and Eve, their children, and their children's children, and the generation of Adam and Eve, all the way to Noah. And at the time of Noah, the sin peaked its maximum, and then God decided to wipe out the humanity from the earth. And so for earth, and God decided to speak to the man who listened to him. His name was Noah, and Noah listened to him, and he made the ark, and people got saved. And today, our ark of covenant of salvation is Jesus Christ, who will believe in him will not perish, but will have everlasting life. Now, continuing this information, we have to discuss several information comes along with it. Now we have Satan in the bottomless pit, okay? And let me tell you, this revelation, when we read, we must understand that these things did not happen yet, okay? Other than the first seven churches, in the first three chapters, the seven churches of the Ephesus or the Asia Minor, and Asia Minor, they were, one of them was Ephesus, and there were seven churches. All those churches, as I explained, they collapsed, they fell apart, they fall from God's advice, and they either get mingled with the world, the pagan world of religious things and worship of idols or other things, or they were beaten up by the empires, by the Roman Empire, severe persecution at the time of Domitian, the emperor. Many saints were died. And after that, several of the saints who we don't exactly know what happened in the history, because no one has complete explanation of what happened to the churches. But all we know is the church fell apart. They are collapsed. All seven churches were destroyed completely. And there are some investigations done recently that I have collected some information that will be another time. So anyway, after the church destruction, we see in chapter 4 that Jesus is talking through his angel to Apostle John. And this explanation is given that about a very metaphorical way of description. And after 7, chapter 3, everything is a metaphor. What is a metaphor is a very symbolical language that a person cannot explain in an ordinary language. So God uses a method called a metaphor. Now, in English language, we know we have a simile, we have allegory, we have a metaphor, poetical language, and the poets have used it from ancient of time. And Jesus, when he spoke about things, he used parables. Parables are some type of similes and allegories. They are like explaining something. In order to understand something, he bring a picture of another story and then he make it understandable. Now, in a metaphor, something which does not exist but will exist in the future. Something which did not happen and it will happen in the future. That's a revelation. The revelation is explained metaphorically that something which did not exist but which is going to happen in the future with a picture. So it's a picture and a symbols of explaining with a symbolical language, which is what the revelation is written up about. So these things did not happen. It will happen right after the rapture. So let me read a portion as it comes along with this, with from the book of Isaiah, that there is some scriptures about the rapture was written in the book of Isaiah, praise God, and that the Lord will come, and it says in the book of Isaiah, chapter, I will explain that in different in a different time, but the book of Isaiah speaks about the rapture and also how he will judge the nations. Praise the Lord. So Jesus Christ will take over the rule of the world right after the Antichrist has been thrown into the fire of lake of fire, and his support person, who was the false prophet. Once they were thrown into the bottomless pit, Jesus sat on the throne in Jerusalem, that they will place the throne of David, and Christ will become the king of the universe forever. And it says in the book of Zechariah chapter 14. Amen. So, and all these things will happen, and the children of God, who are the children, believers, who went up to heaven with Jesus Christ, they returned with Jesus Christ. Amen. They returned with Jesus Christ, and they will reign with him. Amen. Now, we read in chapter 20 of the Revelation also that there is a group of people who will reign with him. Those are the people who were slain by the Antichrist for their faith in Christ and not obeying and worshiping the beast and his idol. So, now we also talked about the fall of Babylon. The fall of Babylon took place immediately before the Armageddon, or right around the time of Armageddon, because the battle of Armageddon was conducted by the whole nations of the world against Israel. It's an invasion, which might be one of the things happen. I can only guesstimate, possibly that will be that we call the Third World War, if there is one. Now, a lot of people think about Third World War. A lot of people talk about, yes, this is war in Israel, and then Hamas and also Hezbollah from north and Hamas from the south, and Iran is providing all the weapon, and how Houthi rebels attacking from the towards the ocean for the against the ships, and all these things can come together, and everybody hate Israel. In the book of Matthew chapter 24, the Gospel of Matthew 24, and in the midway somewhere, Jesus tells to the disciples concerning the end time, as he was discussing, he said that everybody will hate you at the end. We are talking about, Jesus is talking about, not just the disciples, the whole Jewish nation. They will be hated as this war continues, goes up and down, and it's like more fire coming, and the more supply Iran provide to these rebels, almost six or some rebels groups are there. I mean, the two of them really active right now is Hezbollah and the Hamas, and there are more other, like, you know, Al-Qaeda and Al-Shabaab and all others. So every one of them, and the world, the United Nations itself, is against Israel. And with those powers together, everything moving forward towards the end of the ages, which is when Jesus returns. So once everything is ready for the invasion and everything will be ready, then as it continue going, the beast will rise. Right before the rise of the beast, Jesus will return and take his people to heaven. Jesus will take his people to heaven. Amen. And then the Antichrist will take over the world. But there are many people who will think and preach that, yes, Jesus will not come until the great tribulation go through. That's a false theology, because Bible does not talk about it. It says in the book of Isaiah that, oh, my people come and hide, until the wrath is going by. And then also it says before that, my dead will rise, which means it's talking about first about the rapture of the saints, after that about the great tribulation. Now any bridegroom will not allow his bride to go through tribulation. If you are a husband, if you married and waiting for the husband to come from distance, right, your bride will not go through tribulation because you love her. Because of the love and relationship, you are baptized with Christ. In chapter 6 Romans, you are baptized with Christ and you are one with Christ. You join with him in his death. You join with him. Your sin dies as you die spiritually by faith. You die with Christ as he died and buried, and you buried with him and you resurrected with him when he rose from the water. Now your resurrection did not happen, but Jesus' resurrection happened. He has gone to heaven. Now your resurrection will happen because you died with him and you joined with him and you symbolically had accepted the resurrection by the rise of Christ from dead. Christ cannot be held up under the death anymore because he was sinless. His sinless body, Satan or anything cannot subdue or keep him under the earth. And the power of God, the Holy Spirit in him, and from God himself, raise him from the dead, and he is alive. See, that is what happened, and now Christ has to return. He will return, praise God, he will return. All the preparation of the world is showing that Christ will return. Christ will return, and then after that, the great tribulation. After the great tribulation ends, in the middle of the tribulation, which is Daniel chapter 9, it talks about that in the middle of the agreement they made between the Antichrist and the Jewish people, in the middle of the agreement, the Antichrist will turn around and break the covenant. They had a covenant until 7 years, but the covenant was broken at 3.5 years because he was ready. The church was, the temple of the Jews were prepared by help of the Antichrist. Next thing, at 3.5 years, it's fulfilled, it's completed. He asked them to put his image and worship him. This is the time immediately they realized, the Jewish people understood this was a false Messiah. He was cheating them. And they had a false prophet also. All the miracles and wonders they performed were just to cheat the nations, and the power of Lucifer was behind it. And they have cheated the whole world, make them to worship the idol, and they killed everyone who did not worship. And the ones who suffered that death, they went to heaven joined with the believers in heaven, and later they were joined with Christ in ruling the nations. Now Christ is on the throne right now. Now there is a 1,000-year period that Satan will be bound. He will be put in a bottomless pit. Nothing can do anything against Jesus Christ in the world, because he put him on the abyss and locked him up. He has no power anywhere, anything in the universe. And Jesus will rule the earth from Jerusalem, sitting on the throne of David, and he is the son of David, as it was prophetically said that the son of David will rule the earth. He is the ruler. A ruler will come from Jesse. The Jesse is the grandfather, one of the great-great-great-grandfather of Jesus. Okay, now let us read this portion from the book of Isaiah chapter 11, just to start up with the rule of Jesus Christ in this message. Chapter 11 of Isaiah, where we will discuss about what will happen Satan after the 1,000 years after this. Not today, after this part of the lecture. So here, the 11th chapter, Isaiah, starting from verse 1, a shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From the stump of Jesse, a shoot will come. From his roots, a branch will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel of power, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. And he will delight in the fear of the Lord. Now listen, my friends, this is a prophecy. Like, so many people go to church, so many people are namely Christians, and I am believing and thinking, hoping that many of the Christians as well listen to this message, and you believed in Jesus Christ, you are saved, your salvation is secure in heaven. Regardless of what happened, God will follow you, bring you from any backsliding, you be back to the kingdom. So be careful as you move forward, that the time is very near, that the coming of the Lord is very near. Praise God. Now the shoot will come up from stump of Jesse. See, this is a symbolical language talking about a root. A shoot comes up. Like, if you ever seen the shoots coming out of a bamboo tree, you will be surprised. It's so amazing to see. In China and some part of India, they have bamboo trees. These bamboo trees have, once it established its roots and its territory, it's like an area completely, it just take over, and time to time, its shoots rise up. The shoot coming, like, not like a very tiny, it's like an amazing picture. It doesn't have any leaves, but this strong stump-like thing. The stump is the bottom of the bamboo area. Like, anybody know that any tree has, after a cut, we call the bottom as the stump. Now, Jesus, in this allegorical language, the Jesse has been gone for a long time. He has not alive. Now, if Jesse was a tree, his stump is there. It hasn't been destroyed. Which means
Christ, the Blessed One, gives to all wonderful words of love.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast this morning. And if you have any more questions, or if you'd like to contact me and talk more about this subject, please call me at 954-993-0491. And my email address is P like Peter, R like Robert, dot CHACKOV like Victor at gmail.com. That is PR.CHACKOV at gmail.com.
I have walked 1,000 miles through all my tests and all my trials, and yet you still love me for me. And in the refuge of your wings, I can rest.